Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey everybody, hey, welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. Today. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden. One more thing before we start. Google Podcasts is being discontinued by Google. So if you want to continue getting episodes of the Elon Musk podcast, please check us out over at YouTube Music. Search us out over there, and that's where you'll be able to find our podcast through Google products. Thank you so much for understanding. I had no control over this. Google pulled the Google Podcast app off of Android, and I want to let you know where to continue finding the show. Over at YouTube Music, search for Elon Musk Podcast. Tesla has issued a recall for all 3,878 Cybertrucks it has delivered due to a defect where the accelerator pedal can become stuck, increasing the risk of accidents for the drivers and the people inside the vehicle, as well as other vehicles on the road. Now, the issue has been identified by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or the NHTSA, which noted the potential for the pedal to lodge in the trim around the footwell, posing a serious safety risk. Now, this recall makes a challenging period for Tesla, following workforce deductions exceeding 10% or 14,000 people, and the departure of key executives earlier in this week. Now, these events were compounded by a legal setback involving CEO Elon Musk's compensation package, which shareholders are now reconsidering after a judge's ruling. Now, complaints about the Cybertruck's faulty accelerator pedal emerged recently, prompting Tesla to halt deliveries temporarily as it addresses the defect. On social media, Musk emphasized the company's cautious approach, stating that there have been no incidents or injuries reported in relation to this defect, so nobody's been hurt yet, which is great. And Tesla confirmed the technical cause of the problem to the NHTSA, linking it to an unauthorized use of lubricant during the assembly process, which compromised the pedal's attachment. This discovery led to the decision on April 12th to proceed with a full recall of the Cybertrucks. The company plans to rectify the issue by replacing or repairing the accelerator pedals on all affected Cybertrucks. Additionally, Tesla has begun incorporating a redesigned pedal in new vehicles and is addressing units currently in transit or at delivery centers. Now, despite the Cybertruck only beginning shipments late the previous year, this isn't its first recall. An earlier, less severe recall involved updating software across all Tesla models due to a font size of the warning lights. Now, Tesla's first revealed the Cybertruck in 2019, but its launch was delayed until last year due to production challenges and supply issues related to its batteries. The recent recalls and other setbacks have not only affected Tesla's operational momentum, but also its stock value, which saw a significant decline in the past week. The Drive reported that drivers experiencing stuck pedals could still halt their Cybertrucks using the brake, although the vehicle will continue to move slightly. Now, this flaw raised concerns over the vehicle's safety during operation. A social media post from Tesla owners indicated temporary halts in Cybertruck deliveries, with some reporting issues with the accelerator pedal getting wedged. The community response included sharing videos on social media and photos that highlight the defect's impact on pedal functionality, which drew greater attention to this defect. Now, despite no injuries or accidents, the seriousness of the potential risk prompted Tesla to take swift action about this. Musk reiterated on X that the company's focus on safety and the precautionary steps being taken are all about safety being the priority. Now, recently, Tesla Cybertruck customers noted on X that deliveries have resumed, with updates on VINs and scheduled delivery dates indicating that Tesla is progressing with fixes and addressing customer concerns effectively. Tesla's proactive measures in resolving the pedal issue show that they maintain high safety standards going forward with the Cybertruck. The automaker has historically emphasized safety in its vehicle designs, aiming to position its models as leaders in the respective categories. Now, as Tesla addresses the recent challenge, It's implementing both hardware replacements and production adjustments, and will update software when needed. And the approach aims to ensure that all new and existing Cybertrucks meet stringent safety criteria before they are delivered to customers. And in response to the recall, Tesla has announced that affected vehicle owners will receive notification letters in June outlining the details and instructions for remedying the accelerator pedal issue at no cost to the owners. The first quarter of 2024 has seen Tesla recall approximately 2.4 million vehicles across various models for different issues, according to BusyCar. While most of these recalls are typically resolved with software updates, the current situation requires a more hands-on approach where you have to take it to the shop or they can come to you. And besides the accelerator pedal recall, Tesla has recently addressed other safety concerns through recalls, such as a significant recall in February concerning warning light font sizes. Furthermore, an ongoing investigation into power steering issues by U.S. safety regulators has been escalated to an engineering analysis. But Tesla was swift about this. They are concerned for the safety of their drivers. That's one of the major key features that Tesla offers that some other automakers don't. They have ongoing efforts to innovate and improve the vehicle lineup, and they're resilient in the face of operational changes. The company continues to adapt its production and quality assurance processes to prevent future issues for the Cybertruck and all other vehicles in their lineup. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stagezero. And please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.